What's up, AfterBuzzers? This episode of Quantico was insane. No place is home. Connor Devlin is on the loose. We're apparently tracking down a woman that's already been dead. And there's a huge lips and leather segment. You won't want to miss it. So stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I love you guys.
Okay, I love y'all too. I feel like we got to just address the little blooper that we just had.
Yeah.
Clearly our lips is minus leather this week because we came from BeautyCon. Oh, that was really loud. Yes, so clearly, yes. Yes. We took lips and leather to a whole other level, and this episode took it to a whole other level.
Yes. Right?
Guys, I do like the fact that they're keeping the theme streamlined.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And we all said we loved this new villain. Yes. So good.
Connor Devlin, you're giving me goosebumps right now. I know it's cold in the studio, but I actually do have goosebumps.
Well, you took your leather jacket off.
That too. I was the only one who had my leather jacket on.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Shay.
I'm missing it. It just didn't go with the aesthetic today. I'm just going to leave now.
Oh my God.
But I really do like this villain. I missed out on last week's episode. You guys killed it.
Thank you. And
you took the whole Connor Devlin to a whole nother level. Clearly they liked it because they kept him in.
Yeah.
So it worked. Yeah. You all were in the writer's room the whole time. Like, listen. Yeah. Listen. But what's up, everyone? Thanks so much for joining us. We are your Quantico After Show panel. My name is Candace Cruz. We're missing Elena tonight because she's doing her girl boss thing.
Yeah, she's
but we'll
fabulous.
See her next week. Who else do we have over here?
Hey guys, it's your girl Christine here.
Hey, Ashley Allen here.
Yes, and we got all new lip colors, which I'm sure you guys will enjoy. But our girl Priyanka had a rough ride this episode.
Man.
But I will say, this episode wasn't as heavily focused on her.
True.
There were a few moments where we obviously had like her and her mom and the conversation with them, but it was really more like centered on Owen and family completely and like different relationships throughout. It wasn't like a Alex heavy.
Yeah, it was focusing on everyone's different relationships with their family. Yeah.
Right. Which I like because I think as much as I love Alex, it is nice to see a little bit more development of all these other characters that are our solid crew.
Yeah.
And see the tension between a couple of the relationships and
well, yeah, not only that, I also just love when this show gives us really cool guest stars. And we got that again this week with a new Irish. Was she part of MI5, I believe?
Yes. Yeah.
She is an Irish MI5 agent who brought a little something extra to tonight's episode. So I will say just in general, my thoughts about it. I enjoyed that we're streamlining.
Sure, I like limes.
There's a common thread. How about that? There's a common
thread. That was perfect.
Yes. In these two episodes. So I'm definitely more invested than I was before.
Yeah. I agree.
And I enjoyed that the extra characters that we got this episode were family. So I think we got to learn a little bit about our main characters through the guests that we had.
Yes, that is so true.
Yeah. And her name was Fiona.
The MI5 agent?
Yes, correct. Fiona Quinn.
Right. But, you know, you bring up a good point, Ashley. She wasn't the only guest this week. We did have Harry's sister.
Mm-hmm.
We
had
Alex's mom.
Yes,
Ryan's dad.
Yeah.
And Shelby's groundskeeper, who didn't make it out of this episode.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
Spoiler.
Just in case you didn't watch the episode. I think you probably
but
did.
But if you're here,
it's an after show. You should be watching the
show. I would hope
show.
So. Exactly.
But if not, oh well.
Well, let's take it back to the opening sequence with Owen. Like, this was a hard open. I saw a funeral and I was like, wait, did I miss something? Like, was there like a trailer that I didn't like get carrying over from last episode? Like, did someone die and I didn't know about it?
Yeah. I was totally confused at the very beginning.
Yeah, I mean, talk about a hard cut. Like, I know you want to, like, immerse us into where they are right now, but we needed a little bit of just, even if we saw the moments leading up to his daughter getting stabbed or cut up or dying and then cut to the funeral, makes sense. We hadn't seen Lydia or heard anything about her for so long, so to just be put right into her funeral, I was definitely taken aback.
Yeah.
Agreed. Yeah. I did like the juxtaposition that they created while they were showing the funeral, where they were showing her in the jail and like kind of little flashes of what may have happened.
Right. We saw it after the fact.
Exactly. Yeah. And then it was so interesting to see, like, the development of, like, the cuts and researching that this was, like, an old, old case from the 70s mm-hmm. that they tracked down these, like, marks mm-hmm. that is obviously, like, Connor's, like,
symbol,
which yeah. is a Gaelic symbol.
Yeah.
Which means at peace, I believe. Something like that. Sure, of course it would be. Ugh, he's crazy. But to see that happen and then right after poor McQuigg's sister.
I know.
Yeah.
That was a quick turnaround.
Yeah.
Don't give any time for the mourning, nothing.
I mean, he said he was going to, you know, get rid of their family, and he delivered on his promise. I mean, well, there's still some people that survived, but... I think what we saw in the first few minutes is why we all enjoyed his character so much last week, because mm-hmm. this guy really is about his business and yeah. he's a real villain. So
the way he plays it is just so sinister. Seriously. And I love it because I feel like a really good villain on a lot of these like movies that I like watching. Like it kind of gave me Silence of the Lambs vibes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
With him being very like calm
yeah.
and very
methodical
yeah. and like intelligent.
Yes.
You have to be steps ahead
yes.
and almost mm-hmm. the at peace. Mm-hmm. Like he's very much a narcissist in the sense of like you almost have to be that completely like demented to know that like anything that I do is right.
Mm-hmm.
To be in that mindset. And he embodied that yeah. so well.
Yeah, even with some of the lines that he was saying to Owen, like, or even just, you know, him obviously just trying to get a rise out of everyone who comes to interrogate him, which is typical bad guy stuff.
Yeah.
He did it in a way that didn't feel so cliche to me.
Yeah.
Like, I was wrapped into what he was saying and getting pissed off with every word, and that's how I know he's a good villain. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm already invested, and I want to just shank him, you know?
I love the one where he says, isn't it interesting that our children have to pay for the sins of the father?
Oh, yeah. The one-liners, my God.
Ooh. But you know what? That's a scary, true statement in yeah. a lot of regular people's lives. Now, it may not end up the way that it has on Quantico, but it's true. You know, sometimes yeah, yeah. we do pay for our family's mistakes.
I mean, we even saw that more so later on in the episode when they all kind of had to be quarantined
yeah.
of sorts. But before we get off of Connor, I really loved the way he interrogated, like when he was being interrogated.
Because
I feel like a lot of people antagonize, like, show their strength and their muscle. He played it straight. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know. The only time he flubbed up was something about Owen's daughter. When he, like, made it known that he knew something about his daughter. Mm. And then Owen was like, how do you know about that? How do you know that my daughter isn't alive anymore?
Yeah.
Who are you talking to on the outside? So I loved the way that he, like, kind of took them along the ride.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you another way. AfterBuzz can take you along the ride.
Hey.
You guys know that we have a lot of shows here at AfterBuzz, and we produce a lot of different after shows that you may be interested in, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's a network that serves you guys as television fans, but we need your help, so we're asking you to subscribe to at least one or more of our YouTube channels. And by subscribing to our channels, YouTube will suggest content that is tailor-made for you and will help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't worry. I promise you we won't bother you because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out all of the other channels that AfterBuzz offers. And let us know that you did so by mentioning it in the comments, and we'll give you a shout out on air. And we just want to thank you guys for allowing us at AfterBuzz to be the ESPN of talk TV.
I love it. And also, I love podcasts. And I yes. love listening. Clearly, my voice is, like, going. It's been a long day, guys.
It's been a long weekend.
It's been a long weekend, which I'm so excited to delve into later. So you guys continue to stay tuned because we are going to be talking about Lips and Leather, the whole segment. And
yes.
it's intense. We get some clips for you. But I also love listening to podcasts in my car.
Mm.
And if you're not already listening and you're watching right now on YouTube, hop on over to iTunes as well.
Yes.
Give us a 5-star rating. Comment. Let us know what your favorite after show is, whether you like watching us on YouTube, iTunes, the whole shebang. Because I love, like, I have a 30-minute drive to work every day.
Yeah.
So listening to podcasts kind of gets me in the mood.
Yeah.
And, like, really listening. If I missed my show or I watched it late at night, I can listen to it the next day.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah, especially with the new time that Quantico's on.
Yeah.
Catch it Friday night. Listen to us,
And I love
after.
Listening to Bachelorette. You got the Bachelorette, and we got the Four.
Yes.
And we got Glow. We got
Queen
all the
of
things.
South. There's everything here at After West TV.
Yes, and Queen of the South.
Seriously.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We got it all,
I got
all,
the
people.
Emoji. The emoji hand. That's my emoji. But either way, getting back into the family of Quantico. You had some high feelings about this whole situation about the family and what they did.
Oh, my God. It just was so frustrating to me to see such a smart, collected group of individuals make such a rookie mistake, guys.
Yeah.
You're an elite off-the-books FBI team, and you thought it would be a good idea to take your loved ones that you know are a target to one location and just keep them there and think you're going to man the doors? I mean, I know that they've thwarted some really big threats. I'm not going to knock them for that.
Yeah.
But this just doesn't seem logical.
And wasn't the location one of Shelby's mansions?
Yeah.
So why not go to an undisclosed place that is not connected to anyone, somewhere that is completely off the map, off the books, whatever. Like, I just don't understand why they did that and then why they chose that location.
Also, did anybody else question why there were only, like, four people in the house that they brought back?
Yeah. I mean, I would have, I mean, that idea is good. Or I would have brought them to like an FBI headquarters, somewhere
right.
public
yes.
where there are more agents to help
yes.
in a situation like that. There's cameras. It's a city controlled environment where there's just so many different loopholes that the bad guys would have to get through to get to them anyway.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about family members here. We only had four family members too.
Right.
Where is everybody else?
Maybe it's the closest ones.
Well, Harry left home, and the only person he was close with was his sister.
Okay.
I forgot within their conversation if what they said happened to their parents. We do know Alex's dad died.
Right.
I don't know that she has of any other siblings.
I don't think so.
No, but she didn't think about going to get Andrea and to get his daughter or get any of these people.
That's
because if they know Alex really well and they
True.
Know that she just had a miscarriage, who's the father? Case in point, let's track it down. I bet you, I know we're jumping to predictions early, but I bet you if we keep this Connor theme going, that's going to come into play. Because I've been waiting and anticipating to see Andrea come back. Because I think he was too crucial of a setup at the beginning to not be brought back. Why would you have this whole setup and a miscarriage and a common thread of him if he's not going to come back?
Okay.
Maybe they're keeping us waiting for that. Because now that you brought that up, I was like, oh, wow, this would have been the perfect episode to introduce him back in.
Yeah, of course.
Because family's lives are at stake. Mm-hmm. But maybe now that they know we're waiting for it, they're giving us something to wait on for the next few episodes. Because Alex's mom is still alive.
Mm-hmm.
Harry's sister's still alive. So there still are family members at play.
Yeah.
And it could later mean Andrea and
Isabella.
I was blank for a second.
Yeah.
So maybe a little deliberate suspense there.
I don't know. It would be interesting to see. And like, I wonder if she deliberately didn't go get them so that she didn't lay a track down.
Right.
As a hope that they didn't do their research, which clearly this is not the end of him. I don't know why they're so relieved. Like, at the end of the episode, when they're in the house and they're like, oh, everybody go back to their own lives. I'm sorry. This is a mastermind that has killed tons of people.
Yeah.
I was going to say thousands. I was like, that's a little dramatic, but
I just want to say, like, Shelby made some critical errors in this episode.
Ooh, okay, go.
And it was just a reminder of how, I mean, I think she's an okay agent. Everybody has their strong spots and everyone has their weak spots, but she's never going to be Alex. And that was just, like, made apparent today. I'm just like, girl, you have to be smart at this. You can't trust everyone. Just because they know what high school you went to or this or that doesn't mean that they know you, especially if you don't know. You have no idea who they are. So I just don't understand with what her training and the people she's surrounded with and the team that she's on, how can you make a critical error like that?
In the in-depth research that he had on that Facebook, clearly they had done their research on the house.
Yeah.
So again, that's why I'm saying, like, these are trained people that know how to track down.
I think it's also interesting that they chose, like you said, Shelby in that situation to kind of be the entry point, because they sent someone who she might have known from her past, which last episode she also dealt with someone from her past. So maybe she is just the weakest link in that respect.
Yeah.
I think she has different strengths than Alex, but you're totally right. She made some really, again, rookie mistakes this episode that I think maybe because family was involved, emotions are higher. Maybe they're not thinking as clearly, but this is the one time they need to be on, like, completely on point.
And Ryan was right from the beginning. So I just wish that he would have followed his instincts more instead of letting Shelby, like, you know, kind of just let him take his eye off this guy.
Mm. Yeah, no, I didn't. Can we just talk about that look, though?
Oh, my God. That dramatic.
Can I get some ice for my head?
Do it. Ooh. Like, come on.
That smile, though. He did that whole, like.
It was terrible. Your turn. Go.
Do it.
Ooh.
Oh, that was just sassy, though.
Oh, it was. All right.
Do your ice pack and do your, like, unsexy.
Get some ice.
Yes, there it was.
All right,
you're up,
not
girl.
A current acting.
My turn.
Know.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh my God.
That was good.
It was good until you started dying. Oh my God. For our iTunes listeners, we're reenacting this awful acting moment.
Yes,
this in the episode.
Horrible death.
I have
there.
To say, he was one of those that I was like, no offense. If you're watching, I'm so sorry, sir. I don't think he fit that role very well.
And then who cuts a sandwich with a knife like that? I just it was just kind of like some of those things were like the cheesy horror movie thing.
He turned around. I'm just cutting a sandwich.
And I'm sure they weren't meant to be funny, but we were laughing.
I don't know how to take it from there on that one because he was just, it was bad. It was really bad.
And so, you guys were Ryan and you had these initial feelings that he had, like, what would you have done? Would you have, like, locked him up like he said he wanted to do?
Yes.
Or
this is life or death here. These are, like, my family members. And so, like, if anybody is close to them, I'm sorry, sir. You're just going to have to be a little uncomfortable for a couple of hours. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Goodbye. No. Like, why Shelby did that rookie mistake is beyond me. And then let's talk about the other villain here, Maya Church, who is supposedly dead.
Mm-hmm.
It's not dead. So that kind of threw me for the loop, though. The other MI5 investigator agent Quinn, she was, like, shocked when we mentioned who it was, Maya Church. She's been dead for 4 years. I'm like, at first I was thinking that this person died and then someone assumed their... like identity.
Yeah. Okay.
But then I realized that they had fingerprints. So I was like, well, she staged her own death and then like escaped for all of it. But she was a sneaky little one.
Yeah,
she was. I actually thought she was going to be a bigger threat. I didn't expect her to die this episode, but she kind of went out in crazy fashion.
Oh,
that was
yeah.
an epic fight scene by Alex. Yes. Let me just say, like, kicking her out the window of the barn at the end, just dropping the mic on her.
Yeah. Literally like the... crunch of like, ooh. Mm. But kudos to her. She was mad.
Mm-hmm.
Like this whole episode about everything. Like you got your mama breathing up your neck, like dealing with the miscarriage that's just happened like 2 episodes ago. So timeline wise, like I know we don't know Quantico timeline, but like it hasn't been that long. Now you've got all these other families threatened. Like you're trying to help McQuigg. And like there was that tension when you went to go help like with the sister. So like a lot of tensions are built up. Like, I would kick her butt, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was probably such a cathartic release for her, too.
Yeah,
especially
absolutely.
Having spoken to her mom, which I really liked that moment. Because although we all kind of held our breath at some of the things that Alex's mom was saying, I thought it was, like, a really good moment, I think, for Alex to come to terms with what happened, like, really come to terms with it, and talk to the person who she really wanted to reach out to during that time. Like, you know, we thought she was only really leaning on Shelby and didn't have anybody, but it turns out this whole time she'd been calling and texting her mom and not getting anything. And I, as a woman, couldn't imagine going through something like that. And, you know, you're already living a secret lifestyle. You don't really have any other friends you can turn to. I just want a big bear hug from my mom or at least some encouraging words. So seeing those tears from Alex in that moment, especially after her mother was so cold with her, was just like a lot. And I think it was a great scene for us.
Yeah.
That was one of the first times I think I've seen Alex like break down and it not just be like a turnover, like I'm sobbing in Shelby's lap. Like this is full on like tears, emotion. She's broken. Like, we really kind of got to see into Alex.
Well, yeah, because she said, I don't know who I am. I don't know what I'm doing. Chills. Like, it was an entire breakdown. Like, it wasn't just about the job. It wasn't just about the miscarriage. It was about everything that she's going through with work, with her losing the baby, with her mom not being there. It was just an overall character breakdown.
Yeah.
I think that was the first time we've ever heard her say, like, I don't know who I am.
Yeah.
And well, Alex is so strong. Like, right?
But that does make me feel better about myself, though.
Right?
You know, I try to be strong all the time, and I'm like, yeah, I'm a bad girl. I got all this. Like, I'm doing it. And then I'm just like, mommy, it's all the people.
Well, yeah, because if you think about it, like, your mom is, like, that one person, like, you can't lie. Like, you come from her. She knows you inside and out. So you can try to lie all you want, but mom is going to be like, I know something's wrong.
I know. I called my mom today. She's like, no, just make sure you're taking care of yourself. Are you eating? And I'm like, I'm trying to.
Do you guys think
I'm just
that?
So, like, running around, like, I get it.
Do you think her mom was a little bit harsh on her?
I did not like her advice.
Oh, my Lord.
Her advice was horrible.
I felt like she was really harsh.
It was so, like... What was the first part of what she said? That you're the sum of all of your decisions?
Yes.
And I was like, that is problematic as hell.
Yeah. I don't like that.
Oh, my God. Like she saved it by saying that you're not defined by your last mistake.
Yeah.
Right? Is mm-hmm. that so? Yes. I thought that was the better takeaway from that piece of advice. Because if we thought about all the mistakes we made and that defined, like, should that be the sum of all of our parts? That would just be an awful way to live and think about your existence.
Yeah. And I think that that piece in this episode is also a lesson of you never know what people are going through. Like, people always put on a face. They can smile and, you know, try to be strong. But they could be going through something behind closed doors that you just don't know about. So we should take the time. This is getting deep.
We should just take the time and
like, listen to people and like, hear people out. Even if we're mad at them, you don't know. So,
and read body language as well. I feel like that speaks volumes more so than even like words.
Yeah.
I feel like Alex has kind of been giving off those vibes anyway.
Yeah.
And Shelby's the only one that's picked up on it a couple times. Like, granted, she came in with tears coming down her face, so obviously, you know, something's wrong. But when they're coming in to check the surveillance camera, she's like, what's going on? Like, what's wrong?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But our parents also do know how to push our buttons in all the right places. Yeah, case in point, Ryan's dad. Ooh, he pushed everybody's buttons, including Shelby's.
Yeah.
And I feel for her. Like, I think I'm feeling a little bit worse for her because I'm like, he really doesn't like you, or didn't, at least.
I feel bad for her, but at the same time, we called this out last episode. I feel like more and more now, the writers have strategically created scenes where them as a couple is just getting more and more validation. Like, it's being brought up more that they're a couple. I mean, the father co-signed them at the end that, you know, she's a catch and so is Ryan. So no matter what kind of, you know, hoopla is thrown at them, it seems like they want us to get the point at the end of the day that they're together. They're a couple.
I wonder if there was like a fan base that was like, I don't believe it, that they made to push it.
I'm wondering too, because we didn't believe it the first two episodes.
It's true.
And that's why I think it's worth calling out.
Well, yeah, something else they're pushing that is just like so annoying is, I mean, that kiss. Like,
the kiss between who?
Jocelyn and Owen.
I know, but I was just like, wait a second.
I'm sorry. For our listeners. Jocelyn and Owen, I'm done. Like, I don't.
Well, they were in a high-stakes situation as well, while the rest of the team...
But should anybody notice they got closer on that plate?
Yes.
And they were like, don't move. And I'm like, wait a second. They were not that close to begin with, so they did move.
They did move.
Don't adjust that pressure plate.
And how is... I mean, Harry's not on the pressure plate, but like... It just found, I found it weird that he could completely operate outside of that and cut the cord. Like,
he could have been like, bye guys. I'm out. See y'all later.
It was like, oh, well, maybe there's something underneath that floorboard. Like, I don't know. Him just walking around was making me very nervous while it was happening.
But they did a great job setting up that whole scene because they knew, number one, that they would track all this down.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly, like, they track it down. They know that they're leaving traces. There's a reason why they left a trace. So they get people away from the family, get them there, set them up to kill themselves, and then, like, kill the whole family and be like, Connor, I did your deed. Thank you so much. Do I get a medal? Do I get a, like, a love?
I'll just get a check.
Right.
If that. How are you going to get a check from jail?
Some offshore bank account, you know.
You know.
You know how the criminals do it.
He has a way, yeah.
I need to figure out how those do it. They got lots of money. Ooh. The fact that they're operating in that level.
I don't want a blood money, though.
No, I don't want blood money either. I agree with that. Okay, I retract my statement. Retracting it now.
I appreciate the sentiment, though. Money bags. Yeah. Just not from the drug
Just not
money.
From them. Yeah. No. But, okay, so delving into Devlin.
I like that. Candace.
Wait, the grin after she says it. Delving into Devlin.
She knew it was good.
I know, so I was waiting for it.
Excuse me. We love it.
But either way, how many more people do you think he has in this, like, clan? We'll call them a clan because they're Irish and we'll do the whole, like...
I want to know who he has at the prison where he's being held right now, because he has to have somebody that close to him to still be calling the shots.
I think he has
Was
someone...
Was it the cell phone that they found in
Yes,
his
in the peanut butter jar.
Right.
Which also, aren't you not supposed to have food in the cell?
No, you can't.
I think if you purchase it from commissary, you can have it.
Yeah. Oh, I love that we're like referencing all these shows that we watch.
Enough Orange is the New Black. Right. Wentworth. I low-key love prison shows. Speaking of which, Orange is the New Black comes back pretty soon. So yes. Check them out on our AfterBuzz TV after show, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they're amazing. They're going to come back. Mm-hmm. Love them. But I wonder how many people, like, I guarantee he has some type of officer that's working for him.
Absolutely.
To get the
so
bone
too.
In.
Yeah.
And then we also saw the previews for next week's episode. So we know that he's still in a play, which I'm very appreciative of.
Yes.
Because I really like the streamline of a character. Like, there's a reason they're fighting.
Yeah. Yes.
They're going after something. There's a goal.
Wait, is this episode 9?
This is 10.
Oh my God.
We're coming
guys.
Up to the end, yes. too.
Three more episodes,
and that's it.
Yeah.
So, you know, these next two are going to be like bam, 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 lightning fast, right? Because we got to cover a lot of ground.
Yeah. And like you said, I hope that he's in it because so far he has been like the reason why I am
interested.
Yeah, girl, so say it.
But yeah.
Yeah. No, it's been really, really good these last few episodes. But on top of that, we have a lot more to cover.
Yes.
That I think is going to take a little while.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do our predictions real quick,
okay.
And then we'll do lips and leather.
Okay.
All right. Predictions. Oh, that was perfectly done.
Yes. Shout out to Anthony
da.
In the booth.
Go, Anthony. All right, so we predict Connor will be back, clearly.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Any other common threads? Because they let the family loose.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why do you let the family loose? These are not the only two people that Connor has.
Well, I have two predictions. One, which we all said that Andrea will be back.
Yes, mm-hmm. definitely.
My second one, I'm going to say I think Harry dies. I don't think he makes it out of this season. I don't know. Something about him reconnecting with his sister and kind of having that whole cathartic conversation about, like, he shouldn't have left her and, you know, he's so different now and everything. I'm like, you know, he's our lovable comic relief. I could see, you know, the writers being a little savage and maybe getting rid of them because someone that close to the team, I think, has to go for this to really pop off.
Okay. So, yeah, I agree with you. I don't know if it's going to be him, but I definitely think that someone's going to die.
Right. I mean, we saw the shot. I think it was Owen.
Right. Yeah, it was Owen that got shot, but somebody's definitely going to die. And I am going to say, it's not really a prediction, it's just something I want to see. I do want to continue to see Shelby and Ryan's relationship grow. I am liking the direction that it's going in, excluding Alex.
Mm.
I agree on that. I hope that it gets more of, like, really relationship-y. Like, they're getting in, like, someone, like, she gets pregnant, or, like, that they try and start a family, or they talk about trying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really making it a unit.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, like, solidifying, like, we are a couple. I love you. Like, I said my vows. I know that she kind of came back in and threw me for a loop, but, like, I'm here. I'm yours. Yes. Like, let's
do it.
Do it.
I wonder if they do decide to take that next step, does it mean they walk away from the team? Because seeing what happened with Alex, I think, is only foreshadowing.
Yeah.
What, like, if they walk away from the team if Owen or Harry dies? That's, like, the red flag of, like, all right, let's, like, dissolve.
I think at some point the whole team needs to dissolve.
I think it might closer to the end of the 13th episode. I think that I don't know if someone's going to die next episode because it's 11.
Mm-hmm.
I see it more so for episode 12 that someone's going to die.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right, I give it 12. I feel like 11, they'll leave us on a cliffhanger, and then 12 is when they'll die, and then we'll have to, like, close up all the pieces and, like, big ending finish. Because ultimately with every series, I feel like you kind of have to prepare not to be renewed, so you kind of have to leave it, like, with a tie-off, so I'm hoping that it's an actually, like, a good tie-off.
Okay.
That we
Do
have.
Do you guys think we'll meet any new characters or any old characters will make a cameo in these last few episodes?
Because we saw Deep.
Deep's coming back. Deep.
Yes.
And I think we all predicted that we'll hope that we would see him again at some point.
I'm even wondering if somebody from last season, because this season did start with, what's his name, who was helping the Black Widow.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I forgot his name.
All right, I will find the character's name right now. Hold for that.
But you know,
any
wondering.
Other predictions while I look on IMDb? Because I want to get the character name.
No. We're ready.
No.
We're ready for something else. Right.
I guess we'll skip on that. That character wasn't that important.
Mm-hmm.
No. We're going to skip on into Lips and Leather. I feel like we need a theme song.
We do.
We're going to work on that.
We're going to work on that.
Yeah.
But we were very lucky enough. Thank you so much to AfterBuzz TV
for
allowing us the opportunity to go and cover BeautyCon. So we did go to that. That was in Los Angeles this weekend, July 14th and July 15th at the Los Angeles Convention Center downtown. There were 22,000 people in attendance this weekend alone, not including all the talent that was there as well. So we got to talk to a lot of cool talent, our own Christine had a fangirl moment, which you're getting ready to see. We have a little behind the scenes clip. We'll have a lot more to share with you guys next week, but we want to show you a little bit that happened yesterday, so we'll roll that out. So excited.
Jackie Ina.
Hi.
Can we do a little
jacket? I love how it elevates and it gets more aggressive.
It gives me life. Like when I turn on your videos and that's what I see, I'm like, this is gonna be a good one.
Oh, this is amazing.
Yes. So when we tell you guys, we literally just got back. Like, we still have on our wristbands.
Well, I really want to try the autumn.
Candace.
We took our lipstick obsession to another level this
weekend. We did do a lot of swatches for you guys. So we'll be featuring that. We got to go to the Kylie booth. The one before that was Revlon. We got to talk to amazing talent of all colors, backgrounds, genders,
walks of life,
everything. We have a couple of goodies that we will be showing you. I got to talk to Gigi Gorgeous. I was so excited about
glamping
at L'Oreal. Yes. And the highlight, the new product that they have coming out.
Yes.
Was amazing. And clearly, we loved Kylie.
The Kylie line was like an hour and a half long. Luckily, we got to skip to the front and
try
a lot of goodies. And we also got a chance to swatch some new cosmetic companies.
Yeah, this one was Hourglass, which the product, so creamy and amazing. Loved it. And the packaging, we did get a free mascara, and I'm wearing it right now, and it's amazing.
Yes.
But it was fantastic.
It was amazing. I mean, just the energy. We said there was 22,000 people plus. Just being amongst people who share the same love for beauty and makeup that we do, it really was so empowering, and it was just such a great experience.
Well, the theme was Space to Be You.
It was.
Which I really enjoyed. It's their third year. They've also been in New York. They've been in Dallas, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
They've been in Dubai. They've been in London. So, like, they've really made this into an empire and made it into, I think, like a free-for-all space that everyone's accepted. Like when you walked in the door, they had a sign that said all genders, all backgrounds, all races, all beliefs, all religions, like everything. They had a meditation room out front.
Yeah.
Like it said the welcoming was like, you don't need lipstick. Lipstick needs you.
Yes.
So it would just, like it gave me chills. But we got some goodies.
We did.
And our own lipsticks.
Yes. Some great
I wish I had the lip that was actually on. So I touched up with this ColourPop Cosmetics lippy. It was a collaboration with I Love Sarah He, the blogger. It's an ultra matte lip. But what I did have on underneath this, I actually got at BeautyCon this morning from the Charlotte Tilbury booth. So I just touched it up a little bit of this because I had something to eat. But this is the color, the payoff. Think about this. I got this put on at 11:30 this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I ate. And I literally had to just touch up right there, that little spot. But it stayed on all day.
And your lips don't feel like chapped or dry or anything.
It's
amazing.
So I just had to shout her out real quick. Charlotte Tilbury makeup.
I love when it's quality.
Yes.
All right. What do you got over there?
All right. So I have some Kylie, which I am wearing right now. So this is the, let's see, Rosie color.
You
so
loved
this is
Rosie.
The yes, I loved Rosie. This is the lip kit. So it comes with a liner and a matte cream. So I'll swatch it on you just so you can see.
Thank you.
But this was a color that looked good on all of us. Oh, remember, so we swatched it together?
Yes.
So this is definitely a color that fit all three of our shades.
Yep.
So shout out to Kylie for that.
I am also wearing Kylie, which another cool packaging, like the new packaging.
Yeah.
I am doing, it's the Velvet Liquid Lipstick and Liner, and it's Candy K. Very appropriate.
Nice.
Of course. Oh my God. Let me do this. This one was amazing. Right there. Look at that.
Ooh, look at that color payoff.
Yes. Yeah. Like, gorgeous. The quality is amazing. I put it on right when I got there as well at like 11 o'clock. So it came with the lips and the lip liner. There's bananas on the inside of this. So it's so stinking cute. Like, the packaging is like immaculate. Clearly the bags are like awesome, which we got free keychains.
Yes.
We also got our own free MAC lipstick too.
Mm-hmm.
Which one did you get?
We matched the same
shade. We both have, let's see, Liptensity.
It's called Double Fudge. That's a shade.
And I have Gilded Age.
Look at that rich brown.
Let me see.
I will say, now that we're swatching these all out, I can totally see.
Oh, you got a lipstick?
Yeah.
Oh, mine's a gloss.
I can see Priyanka, or Alex Parrish, rather, rocking any of these, to be honest.
Guys, give me your hand. Give me your hand.
Oh, so you got the gloss.
I got the gold gloss.
Whoa.
Like that. That's pretty.
Look at that.
That's pretty stuff right there. I love that.
If you put that on top of this, like mix it, oh my God, that would be beautiful.
Oh, and it's not bad. It's not sticky, which is nice.
Yeah.
I mean, look at it when it's rubbed out. It's really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also got one other one, which I'm super excited about because I went back for it today because I regretted not getting it. I had buyer's remorse of not buying it. It's Tangerine, which was the huge color this weekend, apparently, at Kylie's booth. Everyone was loving it, and it's a new color.
Yes.
Ooh.
It is orange. Now, let me tell you, when I got orange, I was like, I'm not going to get orange. Like, when I say it's orange.
It's orange.
But I feel like this gold on top of orange.
Oh, my God.
Like, I saw some girl wear it, and I was like, girl, it looks so good on you.
Is summer in a tube right there.
Like, summer in a tube. Yes.
Ooh.
Like, how pretty is that?
Yeah.
And I love that it's, like, still within the Kylie packaging.
Yeah.
So, shout out to her. I got some highlight as well, but...
And we also went by the Revlon booth, which was one of my favorites. It was very interactive.
Yes.
It was kind of like a little maze situation. And then there was a live tattoo artist
there. Dr. Wu.
Tatting up people, like, while you're picking out lipstick and blush. Like, who does that? That was awesome.
I mean, it was exclusive.
Yeah. So I have the purple Aura, and it's a matte color.
I got that one, too, but I don't know what it looks like on me.
This is totally your purple.
Guys,
yes.
I'm going to be purple and orange.
Yeah, so we have so much stuff to play with from this weekend. Shout out to everybody at BeautyCon. Shout
Amazing.
Out to Megan in particular. Thanks for helping us set up everything for AfterBuzz to be able to come and experience BeautyCon.
And if you guys want us to do like an unpackaging of all this stuff,
yes.
I know that there are a lot of vloggers that do that, and we're kind of like inspired by all these amazing like beauty vloggers and bloggers and influencers, and we even saw some actors and actresses that showed up.
Yes.
Like, we saw a lot of amazing people, and the common thread was that they were just being unapologetically themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we would really enjoy like sharing our love of lipstick and of makeup with you guys. So we will have more footage for you guys next week, but if that's something that you want, let us know in the comments below, and we will be sure to do that and do all the swatches for all the makeup. But thank you guys so much for joining us for this week's Quantico episode. I hope you enjoyed it, and hope you enjoyed our little segment for Lips and Leather. For all the BeautyCon fans, go follow them, and you can follow me on all my social media at Candace R. Cruz.
Yes, guys, and you can find me all over social media at Christine Bean. And I want to say thank you so much to our Quantico viewers for making us one of the top 10 viewed shows at AfterBuzz this week.
Thank you.
I got to say, we love you guys so, so, so much for that. So thank you. Continue being the amazing fans that we love.
Yes. And then, of course, don't forget to make your comments in iTunes. And you know where to find me, Ashley Allen, on all social media at Ashley Reed Allen.
And I have one more shout out. Shout out to my nail people, because my nails were looking horrible at BeautyCon. And I felt so bad being at BeautyCon. Flossy Gloss hooked me up.
Yes. Woo.
And it's a new nail, like amazing nail polish that was started by a woman. And she is a girl boss and a half, let me tell you. And they just did it for me there. So shout out to them. Shout out to everybody at BeautyCon. We will see you guys next week.
Peace.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.